Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4 reads, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Fathers, do not provoke your child to wrath. This would seem to include things like cursing your child, exhibiting a quick temper, physically threatening behavior, passive aggressiveness, and doing something against the child for the sole purpose of frustrating the child. Those are the prohibitions or negatives. Paul also says, "But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." These are the commands or positives. This would seem to include encouraging the child, helping him discover the gifts God has given to him, leading the child so that he has someone to follow, physically and emotionally comforting and protecting the child, and being even-tempered. The prohibitions are hard enough to follow, let alone the commands, but the way fathers can prevent themselves from provoking a child to wrath, and the way fathers can facilitate themselves bringing up a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, is to study Scripture. When you learn Scripture and God sanctifies you, you move towards not doing the bad things and doing the good things. This command, though, for fathers to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, seems to indicate that children are to be taught the Christian worldview. If that is the case, then it would preclude children from being taught the humanist worldview, at least as their point of reference for everyday life. But this isn't happening. Children are sent every day by a father's arrangement into a civil government school system that teaches the humanist worldview. Because that is done, the vast majority of children who are sent to a civil government school leave the church. They're not being raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructing the Coliseum.